seated for just a few moments. I am going to take a rain check on the, and maybe this will bring us from rain. I have not sung in quite some time, and so I will practice. I'm scheduled to be back, I think, in December, if you will allow that, and I'll do my best to bring my guitar and sing. Sometimes I get requests, but I sing anyway. You know, some of you caught that and some of you didn't. Some people prefer that I sing tenor, you know, 10 or 11 miles away. So anyway, but I have scripture to sing. The Bible said, make a joyful noise to the Lord. It doesn't say it's got to be in perfect key, although I do like to be in key. I heard a famous singer say one time, and some of you would know who it was if I called his name, and you might remember him, you might have heard him say this. He said at one time, I had about 300 recordings out, so he was pretty popular. And he looked and grinned and said they were all in the same key. So that's pretty good. Thank you so much for the honor of standing here tonight. Brother Crosswhite and Sister Crosswhite was not supposed to be here. And when we walked in, my wife looked and said, isn't that Brother Crosswhite sitting up there? I said, what's he doing up there? And but when he spoke to me, I realized, somebody told me, said he's lost his voice. Now, let me give you a clue. When a woman and a preacher can't talk, we got problems. I promise you. And now I will get on a serious note. I hope you don't mind a little bit of foolishness. Laughter is like a medicine. It does you good. It takes less muscles to laugh than it does to frown. And I enjoy life. I mean, you only go around once. So why not enjoy the trip? I plan on enjoying when I get there. But I want to enjoy the trip getting there. And when I worship the Lord, I am really happy when I'm in presence, when the presence of the Lord. And this service is going to be a little bit different. And I hear the wheels turning. But the Lord began to deal with me a while back about what I'm going to, with the help of the Lord, preach tonight. And had something strange yesterday happen. I was doing something and my wife, I was talking to the Lord as I do a lot of times when I'm alone. And the Lord began to deal with me. My wife walked down the hall and I said, wait a minute. And she said, well, I said, I need you to help me do something. And she said, okay. So she waited. And I said, babe, I need you to pray with me. Because tomorrow night, this was yesterday, I said, tomorrow night, somebody's coming to church that's going to have a special need. Now, this is what God dealt with me about yesterday. There is at least one individual sitting under the sound of my voice, and you have brought something to church that you need to lay it down before you walk out those doors. And I'm going to preach to you with the help of the Lord. I tell you what, we had a pastor preach this morning, but he caught me totally by surprise. Right before he finished, he said, I want Brother Schubert and Brother Mike, take this bottle of oil and pray for everybody that needs a prayer, that wants to be prayed for. We had a prayer line. So I didn't preach this morning, but we had a long prayer line. So I prayed, and that's hard work. But God began to, I told my wife, and at my age, not many things happen that has not happened. That had never happened like yesterday. About the second or third one I prayed for, I thought, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord spoke to me. Now, this is going to shock you. And God spoke to me. I believe if he ever spoke to me, I believe he spoke to me this morning. And God said to me, I'm getting you ready for tonight. So I can tell you, before the lights are turned out and the doors are closed for the night, somebody's going to walk out of here a different man or a different woman. Because when God tells me something, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the bank with it. It's going to happen. I promise you. I was not supposed to be here. And when Brother Crosswhite asked me last Monday night, then I felt bad. I asked him who was preaching, if he was preaching tonight. He said, no. And I said, well, who is? And he said, are you available? And I said, oh, I feel bad now because I never ask anybody to let me preach. He said, I think it's a God thing. And I felt bad for days about it. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? I believe he was right. Brother Crosswhite, it was a God thing. Not because of who I am, but because of whose I am. Hallelujah to God. And I'm beginning to feel a little unction from the Holy One. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I ask you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready to lay that load down? Are you ready for that pain in your body to quit? Are you ready to get delivered from something that's hang on to you and that's bothered you? I've come to tell you that what I want to preach tonight, God is going to respond, and God is going to make a change in your life that you will forever be a different individual. While you're standing, let me go into the word of the Lord. I was going up and down the steps the other night, and one of the ladies in the church was worried about me. I found out later. And I went back up the steps, and she said, oh, he's going to read his notes. And then she said, he didn't read his notes. I said, I never read my notes. Why do you have some? So I'll remember the scriptures that I use. And I guess it only stands to reason I'm an old-fashioned preacher because I'm an old man. You know, I look around at people and I think, boy, they're old. And then I get to thinking I'm older than they are. So please bear with me. If the Lord will let me live until next Saturday, anybody else ain't got a birthday next Saturday? Ah, I'm a loner. Well, the Lord being my helper, I will turn 88 years old next Saturday. And they say you revert back to your childhood. I'm sorry, I never got out of mine. My wife sometimes will say, if you ever grow up, I may grow old, but I refuse to grow up. So bear with me, as Paul said in my folly. I enjoy life. I like laughter. And I don't know what I want to be if I ever do grow up. I still haven't decided what I want to be, except I want to be a Christian.
Amen.
Mark chapter number 10, verse 46. I will not read anything that's different or new to you, but this will be very familiar to a number of you. Verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. In the book of Acts, chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eye upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. One more scripture, Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, I love you from the depths of my soul, and I'm so honored and I'm grateful to be standing where I am tonight to break the bread of the word. Let it be not me, Lord, but once again, would you use these vocal cords and these lips of flesh and clay and speak to this precious people, I pray, what they need to hear from you tonight, God. Let it be not me that speaks, but Lord, would you speak? And God, whatever is needed in this service, even as I speak, would you begin to deal with that individual and let them know the chains are about to be broken, that liberty is on the way through you and the powers that be in your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May I ask you tonight, is there anybody in the house that's got a need? I'm not going to embarrass you. Would you just lift your hand where I can see it? Needs all over the house. I don't need to know what the need is, but I can tell you that God's about to do something for some people in this service. We don't have to. Now we can. But we don't have to wait till the end of service or a particular time in the service. God is here all the time. And God can heal you. God can deliver you. God can let you know everything is all right because I am the provider of your needs. I can't provide your need. I can't supply whatever you need. But I serve a God that not only can, but he said God will supply every need that you have. And some of you are going to realize tonight before you leave the service, my need has and will be taken care of because I am leaving that problem at the altar. You may be seated. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you for a few minutes tonight from this thought. Some things you don't need anymore. Two men who were handicapped, the lame man and the blind man, had something in common that they both did. And to my knowledge, it's the only ones that we really realize and should take note of this. Bartimaeus had a cloak that signified he was a blind man, blind from his mother's womb. The lame man at the temple had a bed. They carried him and they laid him. But if I can tell somebody tonight, Bartimaeus never took his cloak with him when he went to meet Jesus. And it dawned on me not long ago, the lame man never picked up that bed and took it with him. Can I tell you, two men that were touched by the God that I serve, they knew I don't need these anymore. Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't don't know what you need tonight, but I can tell you, you don't need that thing that you brought into the house of God tonight. You don't need that worry. You don't need that load. You don't need that fear. You don't need that doubt. I've come to tell you, let's lay it on the altar tonight and tell the devil, you're not going to torment me anymore with it. I don't need it, devil, and you can have it back. It is amazing. When we came to the Lord, we were all different, and yet we were all alike. By the way, to supply means to provide or a need, something that you have a need of. I told my wife the other day, was talking about this, and I said, you know, sometimes we may think we need something, and God says, you don't need that. And I've seen people pray, and God would allow them to have what they prayed for, and it was to their own detriment. In fact, I was in the service when a preacher years and years ago told the congregation that I was in. He said, I had every preacher in a particular state praying that I would get that girl, and he married her. And she ruined his ministry. They divorced. You don't need somebody that you're going to wind up divorced. You need to pray before you marry. And you won't have to pray as much about it after you marry. But there's sometimes we thank God, I need this. But like parents, God looks out for our own good. And we thank God, I need this. And God says, you don't really need that. So the best thing to do is say, God, if it can be your will, let me have this and so. But I'm telling you, I have come tonight with a feeling of a surety in my soul that somebody under the sound of my voice has come to the house of God with a special need. But God has let me know you're going to leave here. That need is going to be met. I'm telling you, God has assured me to let you know that the need is going to be taken care of, because God said, I will supply every need that you really have. My wife told me the other day, she said, babe, now I really think you need to quit when you get 90. And I said, well, you're probably right. And she said, at least going up and down the steps. So that gives me 2 more years. And I'll try. I don't know how you... Well, I guess you go up and down the steps some because you fell. How many other... You're a preacher. I try. My pastor many years ago told me, said, Brother Schubert, calm down a little bit and save your strength and your voice. And then she said, but I understand it's kind of like holding back Niagara Falls, isn't it? And it's hard for me to stand behind the desk all the time. And especially when I feel what I feel tonight. Because I have come with a particular message for some people that I don't need any help yet. But let me get down here where you live. But somebody, I was sitting over there a while ago, and the Lord spoke to me again and said, there is one particular individual, and God hadn't let me know who it is, but he did tell me this. He said, I'm going to tell you, it's a male, that you've got a particular need in your body, and you need a touch tonight. And the reason God let me know this is so I can tell you God has arrived in the house to take care of that need. I've come to tell you that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has sent me with a message for you, sir, that God said, you're going to be all right. It's going to be taken care of. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. But I do know that God spoke to me and said, tell you, it's going to be all right. Some things we don't need anymore. Now, you can be seated. When we came to the Lord, we had something. We were all alike in some ways. We were all sinners. I didn't drink and I didn't smoke, but I was a sinner. And that's all you need to know. You got to understand, God, I can't save myself. I'm a sinner. And every one of you say, you know, I don't care if you work in an air-conditioned place where and you never break a sweat, you still need a bath. And I don't care if you've never said an ugly word in your life or you've never done anything that people have said bad, you still got to repent and be washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. If you're going to be saved and if you're going to heaven, you got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. But if you came to God, you had some things you didn't need anymore. I've seen drunks, drug addicts, cussers. Now you educate people, but they don't cuss, they curse. But for we East Texas folks, people cuss. And don't matter which word you use to describe it, you know it ain't good when you hear it. Especially if it's directed at you. We all were sinners, and we had that much in common. Bartimaeus was blind. The lame man couldn't walk from their birth. They were carried. But Bartimaeus, when he found out he was going to the Lord, he said, you know what? I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. Stay there. And he left it behind, and I can't find where he ever went back and picked it up. I don't want to go back and pick up that thing that God brought out of my life. Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what God delivered you from. I don't know what God saved you from. I don't know what God brought you out of. But I don't want to go back to the garbage that God brought me out of. I don't want that blind cloak that I used to wear. I don't want that bed of sin that I used to lay on. There's some things we don't need anymore. Preacher, you don't know what kind of problem I got, no, and I don't need to, but let me recommend the problem solver. You hadn't got a problem so big or that you've had it so long that God can't take care of it. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying some things you don't need anymore. I'm about to step out on a limb now. Is there somebody sitting under the sound of my voice? You got pain in your body right now. You do, sister? One, you, oh my, two. Oh my, three, four. Five, six, seven. My Lord, have mercy. I'm about to do something I've never done before. Pastor, help me. I know you about lost your voice. Pray silently. I want you that got pain in your body right now, I want you to stand up. And I'm going to tell you in the name and the fear of the Lord God of heaven, whose I am and whom I serve, that God's about to move the pain out of your body. In the name of the Lord of heaven. Lord Jesus, I'm doing this because I feel it's what you want me and commanded me to do. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against every pain in this building. And I rebuke it by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the stripes on your back. we were, we are, and we will be healed and delivered. I command every pain to leave this body. I command every pain to leave that body. I command every pain to leave that body over here. And I can say by the word and the fear of the Lord, you are free in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise Him. Rest of you, praise Him for a minute. Praise Him. Thank Him for healing the body. Thank you, Pastor. Sister, you were the first. You're not hurting now, are you? Not hurting at all. In your backs where you were hurting, and you're not now. You're not hurting now?
I am still hurting.
You're hurting now? Oh, my Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes, it does. It's got to go in Jesus' name. I set her free by the word of the Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother, where are you hurting? Your back. Hang on just a minute. Anybody else hurting in your back? You're hurting in your back. I'm going to do something I had never heard of anybody. Step right here across the aisle and join hands, brethren. Church, would you pray with me? Lord, my God, I feel it going. Every pain, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every pain's got to go. I rebuke it, and I claim freedom from any pain at all in this body. In this body. Is it gone, brethren? It's better? Yeah, it is. How about your sister? It is.
Tell the church.
My pain, it's gone.
It's gone.
G-O-N-E,
she said, gone. How about yours, brother?
Not as bad, yeah.
Well, let's get the rest of it gone. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Not as bad. We don't want not as bad. We don't want no pain. How about yours, brother? Oh, God, in the... Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about anybody else? Have you got victory over it? Anybody else? How many has got a problem you need God to take care of? Nobody? I'm sorry. It is or was?
It is. This knee right here. It hurts for him to stand.
Would you mind if I touch that knee, brother? Church, pray. Oh, my Lord, brother. In the name that I love so much, the name of Jesus, I rebuke every pain. And God, I command the swelling to go down. When he stands on it, Lord, it's not going to hurt. Because you are the healer of all our diseases. You are the healer of every pain. By the stripes on your back, we are healed. The Bible said it. Stand up, brother. Easy. It's all right. How's it feel? Better? I see you bending it pretty easy. Every pain's got to go. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, praise Him. Just thank Him for it. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So praise Him. How's it feel? It's going away. All right. God is the healer. I've never done anything like this before. I guess you don't get too old to do one thing new in your life. Who's got a need you need God to solve? What's wrong with Rhett?
He's not feeling good. He's got a headache.
You got a headache, baby? God, you said suffer the little children to come to me. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Rhett, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose I am, be healed now and made completely whole, and no pain is going to be there. When I take my hand off, the pain is going with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Is the pain gone?
Yes.
It is? All right. Tell the church.
It's gone.
All right. Who's got a need now? My Lord, a lot of hands went up a while ago. I've never done anything like this before. But I feel God in this.
Amen.
I hope Pastor will let me come back sometime. He may say, you ain't coming here no more. Do I see a hand that's got a need? Two hands that's got a need? Somebody told me when we came into the church tonight, said every time you're here, somebody gets healed. I don't want it that way tonight. I want a bunch of people to get healed, and I want a bunch of people to walk out with victory, deliverance, freedom, and joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Arthritis in your hand. Can you, Lord, I loose these fingers in the name that I love so much. Oh, my Lord and my God. I loose them for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, work them now. Both of them. They're not hurting, are they? They're not hurting. Okay, let's not say not much. Let's say they ain't hurting. You believe with me? In the name of Jesus, God, every pain's got to go. Every pain. Brother, what do you need? Is it hurting now? It's hurting right now. Give me your hand. Lord, I feel it, brother. I feel it. In the name of the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took stripes on his back for our healing, I rebuke every pain in this body, in this knee, and I cast it back to the pain from which it came. And thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, I move every pain from this knee for your glory and in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. How you feel, brother? You're working them pretty good now, I see. How they feel? They feel good. How's the knee? It's not hurting now. Can you stand on it? Folks, I can't do any of this. This is God. This ain't me. I'm just doing my best to do what I feel God told me to do. Is it hurting?
No, sir.
Not a pain. Not a pain.
Not a pain.
How about yours, brother? Not a pain in this body.
Thank you, Jesus.
She needs prayer. What's the matter, baby? Her foot is fractured. Well, we won't know about this till she goes and checks it out. But I've seen people that had what do you call those things? A growth in your stomach. And go back to the doctrine. We had one that had one about the size of a volleyball. And it was gone. In the name of the Lord of glory. God, would you touch this foot and let it be. Thank you, Jesus. Does it hurt? Does it hurt when you walk on it? In the name of Jesus, be healed. And made completely whole. And to God be all honor, all praise, and all glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Did you hear these that said there is now no pain? Folks, let me tell you, God told me this yesterday. God dealt with me. I wept yesterday. I told Sister Schubert, I said, after we prayed, I said, Pastor, I said, the burden just hit. And I wept. Let me tell you, when I got to thinking this morning after God spoke to me, I cried. I said, God, I'm not worthy. And I'm not worthy. I'm just a man. But I serve a living God. And I can't do anything, but I can ask God. And when God tells me something he's going to do, God's going to do it. You can mark it down. God doesn't make false promises. God doesn't make idle promises. God doesn't say he'll do something that he can't do, because God is not handicapped. God can do it all. There is no pain God can't move. There is no problem he can't solve. There is no addiction he can't deliver. There is no thing that God can't do, except he cannot fail. Somebody has still got a problem you need some help with.
This lady came.
I'm sorry.
Came here to be delivered and victory in her soul.
Okay, who?
Her name is Sheila.
Is this the lady kneeling?
Exactly what we preached and talked about before service.
Pastor, come help me.
Church, help us pray.
Church, would you pray? You that have the Holy Ghost, would you pray? Really pray.
Amen. Sheila, did you let God like we talked to you about earlier?
Sheila, you look at that plain old man. Would you look at that man that loves God? Take me by the hand, would you? Now, I don't have to know, but God knows. You want deliverance. Jesus, really does.
I want to live forever again.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
By the Spirit of the Word of God.
Listen, let me tell you this. I want you to look up. God's not down. He's up. Okay? And the only time we need to look down is when we're looking where we're standing. I see a smile beginning to come on your face.
I just need my connection with him. I need him restored and reconnected.
Okay, give me your hand.
I need everything for him.
Now, would you stand up? Pastor and myself, oh my Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Pastor and me is going to pray for you. Are you hurting? Or just mentally hurting?
Bound on the inside, brother. She's bound on the inside.
Bound on the inside.
Behold the light.
Let me tell you something.
Lord, I'm looking at the eyes that come to you.
I command every voice.
Be her in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now.
He's on the sun except for you. Sheila, by the word of the Lamb of God, I rebuke every foul spirit of fear that's calling you. By the word and for the glory of God, I set you free. The seed and the name of God. God, you in Jesus. In Jesus. In Jesus. Into your eyes. God, I see your love in there. I see a desire.
Would you lift your hands and pray right now? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. She came tonight. There's some voices that have been speaking today already. Amen. Through her. But I want you to believe the Lord for victory right now. In the name of Jesus, fill her with the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Come on, folks, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. If you got a problem you need some help with, God's still the problem solver. You got something that's eating on you? Did you bring something to church with you that you need some help with? We don't need these anymore. We don't need to take it home. You don't have to take it home. You can walk out the doors tonight with the assurance, God's going to help me through this thing. God's going to get me over the hump. God's going to get me through the valley. Two back here were healed. Just a little bit ago, a man with his hands hurting, a man with his knee hurting. Man over here with his knee hurting, couldn't hardly stand on it. God healed him. Let me tell you, God's in the healing business. God's in the delivery business. God's in the problem-solving business. It doesn't matter to God. He can take care of it all. So why don't we stand? If you've got a need you want us to pray for you, we'll be glad to. But let me tell you, God has assured me that there's some problems going to be taken care of tonight of some people, precious people in this church. Now, anybody here got a need you need some help with? I'm not going to embarrass you. One, all right. Well, that's good. God's already, because there was a bunch of hands went up a while ago. So that tells me God's already assured it's all right. Going to be all right. Let's love the Lord right now, sister, in the name of the Lord of glory. By the word of the Lamb of God, receive the assurance that even now, everything is going to be all right in my heart, in my life, and in my home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's victory in His name. Hallelujah. Anybody got victory tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful for the word of the Lord today, for the ministry of His Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Remember the announcements. We have friends, not Friendsgiving coming up, but we have house to house. So make sure that you're part of that. Make sure you bring a friend. Amen. Make sure you're here for Friday. We're going to have a wonderful time. And let's go to heaven. How? Yeah. Amen. You are dismissed.